We were hoping for the temporary protected status known as TPS to be reinstated and not only extended. And what we've gotten today is an extension for the currently enrolled 500 individuals and their families and the countless thousands of people who could have enrolled in this program, unfortunately, will not have that opportunity.
What happens to them?
You know, those individuals, obviously, because TPS is the last option, they would have to seek other immigration statuses. And if not, they would be undocumented. They may be forced to go home or might be forced to be deported. And unfortunately, for many of them, going back to Somalia poses a great deal of threat to them from the current war-torn conflict, as well as also the humanitarian crisis going on there.
Why, you got any feel for the politics of this, why it was, why the extension wasn't complete, I guess, for lack of a better term? We can get wrapped up in the terminology,
yep.
but that it wasn't extended yep. to all. Why did that happen? Why do you think that happened? You got any thoughts on that?
Well, this administration has really have been made a clear a direction that they are not going to welcome immigrants and refugees from anywhere. In fact, no other TPS country has been reinstated, which means allowed for full new people to be added on. And we already know seven of the countries that were on the TPS list this past year have been revoked from that status and will be phased out. So this administration's harsh and really unfair immigration practices continue. And what this really means is a number of people who had a legal standing in the United States moving forward will not and be added to the growing undocumented population in the United States.